From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders call an emergency summit over a growing migrant crisis. Italian prosecutors have ordered the arrest of two survivors of Sunday's migrant boat disaster on suspicion of people trafficking. The Tunisian captain and his Syrian first mate commanded the severely overcrowded vessel when it capsized with as many as 900 people on board off the Libyan coast. Meanwhile, the head of the European Union, Donald Tusk, Monday called the 28 EU heads of state into emergency session to confront the unprecedented crisis.
The objective of the summit is to discuss at the highest level what we, the member states and the EU institutions together, can and must do to alleviate the situation now. I do not expect any quick fix solutions to the root causes of migration.
That Brussels summit set for Thursday. Federal agents have arrested six Minnesota men for allegedly planning to travel to Syria to join the Islamic State militant group. The six, all members of the state's Somali American community, have been charged with conspiracy and attempting to provide material support to a designated terrorist organization. Andrew Luger is the U.S. attorney for Minnesota.
This group is committed to joining ISIL by any means possible. The men charged today are part of that group. They have spent a great deal of time over the past year trying to get to Syria to fight for ISIL. They have tried to leave the United States from our airport here in Minnesota, from JFK Airport in New York, by bus, by car, and by any means possible.
Officials say more than 100 Americans are believed to have traveled to Syria, including more than a dozen men and women from the Somali American community in Minnesota. This is VOA News. Zulu King Goodwill Zwelithini Monday denied any involvement in recent anti-immigrant attacks in South Africa that began 3 weeks ago in the Zulu heartland and has left at least seven people dead. Zulu traditional leader Mnyinza Zungu says the king has never instructed for any attacks on anyone. Angry mobs were shown on television attacking and burning immigrant-run stores in the port city Durban in the worst such violence since 2008. A U.S. reporter jailed in Iran is being charged with four crimes, including espionage. He also faces charges of conducting propaganda against the establishment and collaborating with hostile governments, and is also accused of gathering information about internal and foreign policy as well as disseminating it to those with malicious intent. The paper's executive editor said the charges carry a maximum sentence of 10 to 20 years imprisonment. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
If the reports are true, these charges are absurd, should be immediately dismissed, and Jason should be freed immediately so he can return home to his family. So we're going to wait until we see some more official announcement from Iranian judicial authorities before we comment further on his case. More generally, let me repeat something that I said before, which is that the ongoing effort to try to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon through diplomacy will not, if it succeeds, resolve the wide range of other concerns we have about Iranian behavior.
The 39-year-old Jason Rezaian and his wife, also a journalist, were arrested in July last year after Iranian security forces raided their home in Tehran. She was released, but Rezaian, a dual U.S.-Iranian citizen, remains in jail. Russia Monday said that its security forces killed the head of an Islamist insurgent group in the rest of North Caucasus region, Ali Askab Kebakov, the so-called emir of the Caucasus Emirate group, was killed Sunday along with four other insurgents during a special operation in the Republic of Dagestan. Human Rights Watch and the Platform for the Promotion and Protection of Human Rights have criticized Senegal's government for failing to protect thousands of boys in Islamist boarding schools from forced begging and torture at the hands of their teachers. The groups are calling on Dakar to enforce laws adopted in 2005 that prohibit forcing children to beg. A census last year uncovered 30,000 boys, many under the age of 12, subjected to forced begging. Ethiopian runner Lalisia Desisa now owns two Boston Marathon titles after winning the 119th edition of the race Monday in windy and rainy conditions. His time for the 42-kilometer event, 2 hours 9 minutes 17 seconds, winning the women's division. Caroline Rotich of Kenya, her winning time, 2 hours 24 minutes 55 seconds. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.